insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 41st and 2nd verses of chapter Nur.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Alam tara anna Allaha yusabbihu lahu man fis samawati wal ardi wat tayru saffat. قد علم صلاته وتسبيحه والله عليم بما يفعلون.
Do you not see that Allah is exalted by whomever is within the heavens and the earth, and by the birds with wings spread in flight? Each of them has known his means of prayer and exalting him, and Allah is knowing of what they do.
وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَإِلَى اللَّهِ الْمَصِيرُ.
And to Allah belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth, and to Allah is the destination.
As you were with us in the previous episodes, we discussed about the concept of light, the light of guidance and faith, Almighty Allah's light, and the dense darkness of disbelief and ignorance that we sufficiently discussed. Well, these verses that we are about to discuss mention the reasons of monotheism, which are, of course, the signs of divine lights and means of guidance. In this regard, Imam Ali alayhi salam has said, "Since I heard the Prophet sallallahu said, night prayer is light, I have not lost one night to perform night prayer." And Imam Ali alayhi salam does so because he has realized that prayer is light. And it is the words of the Prophet. Prayer is light. Elsewhere, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, "Anyone who testifies rightly in order to restore a Muslim's right by it, his face will be luminous on the day of dooms, and his face emit light as far as the eye can see, and people know him by his name and family." This is the importance of these verses about the signs of divine light and means of guidance.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine.
In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly, the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So in the 41st verse, the Holy Prophet sallallahu is addressed. And the verse says, أَلَمْ تَرَى أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Have you not seen that unto Allah glorifies whosoever is in the heavens and the earth? So, since this general praise of creatures is a reason for the creative power of the Almighty Allah, and His creative power is the reason of His ownership of the world and this whole world of existence, I mean, and it is also the reason of the fact that all creatures return to Him, the next verse, the Quran talks about the dominion of the heavens and the earth. So, the point we need to understand between these two verses, the 41st and second verses, is that somehow the first one acts as a preamble to the second one. So, in the first one, it is said, لَهُ مَنْ فِي يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَالطَّيْرُ صَافَّاتِ كُلٌّ قَدْ عَلِمَ صَلَاتَهُ وَتَسْبِيحَهُ. The birds with wings outspread in their flight, each one knows its own mode of prayer and praise. The first point regarding this first verse is that the meaning of the Quranic sentence, أَلَمْ تَرَى, means, as it is translated, have you not seen that something happens? But it is possible and probable that the subject of the Arabic verb, عَلِمَ, to be aware of, is Allah and not the creatures. So, in this case, the translation of the verse will be in this way. Of each he knows verily the worship and the praise. كُلٌّ قَدْ عَلِمَ صَلَاتَهُ وَتَسْبِيحَهُ. So, the Almighty Allah knows all of those who glorify Him. And the second point regarding the first verse is that many times Holy Quran has explicitly stated the praise, prayer, and the prostration of the creatures, and sometimes has said, but you do not understand their glorification. This needs more time to be discussed, and we'll do so, God willing, in the next episode. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always, but for me, worry ends when faith begins.